Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today, the franchise family reunion continues with the crew from American Family Care Franchising. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, NetCertive, Subtle Strauss, and Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, check out Pollinate, an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused on the franchise space. Powered by industry veteran Franchise Payments Network, Pollinate works with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers while boosting sales frequency and visibility. Through custom-branded Pollinate apps featuring touchless payments, curbside pickup, and more, franchises have experienced a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits. Create new revenue streams with Pollinate, where everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For a glimpse of what's possible, check out the Pollinate dashboard at pollinate.com/marketing. Every Friday through the holidays, I've been chatting with our industry friends in what we're calling the Franchise Family Reunion. Joining me today are my pals from the Franchise Development Team at American Family Care. We have Sean Hart, VP of Franchise Sales and Development. Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to see your face again after about, what, 10 months, 11 months, something like that, I think.
It seems like a lot longer than that. We were actually just talking about, right when all the crazy world things started happening, we did a West Coast Discovery Day. So that was in March. We were in California. And that seems like 20 years ago.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, oh, man. Also, in the room with Sean today, we have Paige Robinson, Director of Franchise Development. Hey, Paige, how are you?
Hi. Just peachy keen, man. Living the dream.
Yeah, it looks like it. It sounds like it. So it's been a while for us as well, though we're all following the adventures of Hurricane Pager on Instagram. So it feels like we've chatted recently. And also joining us today, Brian Robinson, Manager of Franchise Development. Brian, how are you?
Not too bad, man. Every time I used to see you, I would look for you at all the events back in the day. It's like, where's Waldo? Where's Jeff? So, I'm not used to that anymore. I miss you, man.
I know. I miss you too, man. And you have a recently upgraded title. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Sean, I guess he saw something good in me and decided to keep me around a little bit longer.
Promote me, Sean. He was doing the work. You might as well pay him for it, right?
Right. Well,
coming his way.
Business must be good if things are moving forward there at AFC. So tell us how the whole team is doing. How are all of your families? How's the team at AFC headquarters doing these days?
I think we're mostly doing okay, although I guarantee you my wife is ready for me to go somewhere. And I don't think she cares where I go anymore.
We've actually started talking about maybe just doing a trip, just us, so that we could go. And now I love my mother, but she's here in Birmingham with me for a month, one full month.
Oh my.
So that trip may be sooner rather than later. Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Well, if you need some podcasting or social media guidance in that meeting that you're all going to, let me know, because I think I could find some time in my schedule.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we'll just rent a couple rooms at one of the local Marriott and tell everyone we're traveling, take 2 or 3 days, get our brains right.
You know, I was thinking about this. We could, since the IFA convention in February is now a virtual event, we could actually all just go to Vegas.
Oh.
And join in the virtual event from our computers, right? So they've got Wi-Fi in the casino, I think.
I won't tell if you don't tell. I can keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, I like where you're going with this. I really like what you're going. Let's talk about this later on.
Yeah, let's take this offline.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're and to all of our teams back at headquarters, we are not discussing this at all.
That would be inappropriate.
Absolutely.
That wouldn't happen.
And also, I'm going to need a week off the week of February 15th.
So, there's a thing called fiscal responsibility,
right.
Stewardship of funds.
That's right.
So we'll win while we're gambling.
So that means we have to win. Exactly.
Here we go.
It's not gambling. You have a strategy. You
know? Well, I don't know if you guys can get away for that long, because I've been following what's happening with AFC, and you guys appear to be on fire right now as far as we'll talk about the franchisees in a moment. But as far as what's going on with new locations and new territories opening up, you guys look like you have not slowed down at all in 2020.
No, that has not been a problem. Slowing down has not been it. It's a good time to be in healthcare, I guess. And it's a concept that people grasp pretty easily once they're aware of it. And prior to COVID, we put a lot of marketing dollars into getting the brand out there, because what was happening, we would get a lot of, oh, I just accidentally found you doing this, that, or the other. And that was something that kills me, right? That's something that I couldn't handle. So we did do a pretty hard marketing push in November through March, just as part of regular business. And then when COVID hit, yes, of course, I don't want to say we benefit from anyone else's detriment, but it is not a bad time to be in the healthcare realm. And with us doing testing and getting some PR from the actual healthcare side of it, it's not a bad concept to be in right now. We're doing pretty well. And Paige just opened up a new state for us.
Thank you.
Oh, tell me about that.
So it's really exciting because we have been, like Sean said, really pushing to expand in a lot of markets. And my directive is franchise development west of the Mississippi. So, you know, of course, that's been my focus. And this week, actually, we just signed our first franchise agreement, or awarded our first franchise in the state of Minnesota.
Wow, excellent.
Our new franchisees, Tom Stevens and Jason Bauer, yep. We are so looking forward to their development.
In the spring, I'm going up there, not before.
Not right now. But, you know, there's just so much opportunity in that market. They want to move forward with, of course, their first unit now, multiple units later. We have really great traction in places like in the Pacific Northwest. So got some folks that are really close in Seattle, and then some folks that are really close in Southern California and in Texas. So I think with the existing franchise base that we have there expanding because of the business being so crazy in a good way,
We've
awarded a lot of franchise licenses to existing franchisees during the pandemic, which I think is a huge testament to the brand. And you always like to see your existing franchise base growing with new folks. But certainly when the existing franchisees are so keen to develop more with us, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's good for both sides. And I think, too, even the brand new folks you have, like in Minnesota, anybody who's starting a business or joining a franchise system or stepping out and doing something brand new in this insane year, those are going to be some of your best franchisees 4 years from now, right? Yep. They're getting into something that has proven to be, and I know we use this term way too much this year, but, you know, COVID resistant or pandemic resistant, you know, they're getting into something that they saw an opportunity for themselves, but also to help people.
Right.
And I think that's the key thing for the franchisees in your system who I know. I mean, these guys are just crazy busy, but they're helping people at the same time. They're serving their communities.
Well, and it's fun to realize you can do good while doing well, or do well while doing good, or however you want to say it. It's,
what a concept. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a lot of business, you say it's not life or death, and ours it actually could be. And there is a lot of folks, there are a lot of folks, and there are many stories we could tell about saving lives and different things, but just the ability to go home every night and for the last 9 months be absolutely exhausted and obliterated and ready to, you know, dig the grave and wake up the next morning. But it's, you know, you did something that mattered. You did something that counted. And that's cool. It's good to... It's not like you just get up in the morning and go make the donuts or whatever. You're doing something important.
Well, yeah, I think too, there's no historical precedent for what's going on right now. So every day has been a surprise, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. But it's been really interesting to kind of watch the trajectory of this thing and watch our franchisees rise to the occasion and the frontline workers that are out there every single day. And I think the biggest challenge for our franchisees right now is just keeping their teams motivated and making sure they don't burn out, because they're so darn busy every day. So it's been, you know, it's been interesting to talk to all the franchisees during what's going on. Of course, we have great relationships with most of our franchisees, and they are so kind to still be donating their time, I guess, for validation and things like that. But, you know, we're truly making history over here. Dr. Barlow, our chief medical officer, and Dr. Irwin, our founder and CEO, they're going to take the vaccine tomorrow. We're going to document.
Oh, nice. Oh, great.
You know, one of the very first people. And so it's just really kind of crazy to think that we play a small part in that, you know.
Oh, yeah. I think as busy as a lot of your locations have been for the past 6 months, wait till vaccine rollout starts happening. But you know, it's a different kind of busy. It's, I won't say we're at the end of a crisis, but you know, it's like maybe the beginning of the next chapter. So that's exciting news. I love hearing that.
Yeah. And maybe life will start getting somewhat back to normal. I don't know if it'll ever be normal again, but
yeah,
get back to normal. And, I think what it's done is, she was talking about our existing franchisees, but I also think the folks that are calling us, it's good to hear that people out there are excited about something.
Yeah.
They're looking for something that they can do that has some meaning to it. And you would think business would slow down at least some, but it's not at all. And, you know, Brian just transitioned. You were talking about, you know, he's got the Southeast now, but he was on the phone prior to that. And the folks that are calling him, they're ready to go. I mean,
really?
I was almost late to this because I had somebody who was not interested in talking to me. And so then they talked to me for 40 minutes, but they didn't want to talk. I'm not interested, but tell me more, and then more and more. And, you know, that's kind of how it goes, is once they hear a little bit about it, they're excited.
And those ones that weren't interested about a year ago or some change ago, they're now coming
back
much stronger, and they've done their due diligence. And it's great to see that. I was able to visit one of our centers with Tim Groves and Lisa Groves about a month ago in South Carolina, and it was just good to speak to the people, and they were so positive about the centers that were in the area. And they were so happy that they had that around for the testing and so forth. So it's good to see it. I think during this pandemic also, our team has come closer together. We were already a great team.
Mm-hmm.
And all this, we were checking each other personal, but also just making sure we were uplifting each other. So it was just a good atmosphere with everything going on. It just brought us together even more so and encouraged each other just to go forth. So it was great to see so far.
People are craving human connection now and more than ever. And Brian and I were just talking about this. It's like, man, if you have not improved in some way over this whole thing, like you probably just need to be doing a little bit better. Because,
do you know what the hurricane is doing? Do you know what the product is?
I bought a drum set and I'm taking drum lessons.
Pure
rocking the kit. And honestly, I was going to keep this a surprise because I know that Graham, our buddy over at 919, plays the drums too. And also my dad's a drummer and I was going to make sure that he didn't know because I wanted to walk down into his studio next time I was there and just like, you know, rock some Led Zeppelin, which I'm learning, by the way, when the levee breaks, a lot harder than you would think. But anyway, it has just been so much darn fun. So yeah, sourdough starter, learning to play the drums, drinking a lot more wine or studying, as I like to call it.
It all kind of goes together, though.
It does.
Sourdough drums.
Absolutely.
I take her wine, and I just recently purchased a Nintendo Switch, and I play Mario Kart while drinking some wine, and it's the greatest thing ever. So while Paige is doing the drums, I'm learning to become a kid again and just enjoying the little things in life.
I love it.
That's good. I love that. So, Sean, what are you doing while drinking wine?
I'm not drinking wine. I'm drinking bourbon. And
okay.
The reason I'm doing that is, as of Tuesday, we've been working into this, but as of Tuesday, my daughter turned 16 and we've been doing the driving and the learning and the testing and oh my God, you're never ready for it, man.
Right.
No matter what you think, you're not ready for it.
Brian may need to help her with some Mario Kart to get her ready for the roads down there.
Fox 6 News. I don't know if I teach her. No, I'm going to let Sean do that part. So yeah, he's got that one.
We'll be back with the AFC crew right after this word from Subtle Strauss. Subtle Strauss eliminates the franchisor marketing busy work of redundant customizations while protecting brand standards by giving franchisees self-service access to customize, print, download, and mail brand right collateral for their local markets right from one central online portal. They offer franchises scalable solutions for managing their marketing collateral, direct mail, promotional products, and signage needs. Growing brands like Goldfish Swim School, Christian Brothers Automotive, and Topper's Pizza have saved thousands of dollars and have been able to run their marketing programs with a small graphic design team by leaning on Suttle Strauss as a strategic marketing partner. You can get a free demo or download some case studies at suttlestrauss.com/franchise. Let's talk a little bit about what we see happening in 2021, which, by the way, is literally a week and a half from now. Any thoughts on where franchising is going to go, maybe outside of the healthcare realm, because I think we've got that pretty well covered and everybody's going to be crazy busy. But what about franchising in general? Do you still see excitement and new people coming into franchising, or do you think it's going to be more existing franchisees expanding? Anybody have any thoughts on that?
I say it's going to be new franchisees and existing franchisees diversifying, not necessarily leaving the concept they're in, but branching out into other concepts. That's what we're seeing here. And I'm a big believer that crisis fosters creativity. So we're seeing a lot of those things happen. For example, just down the road, there's a Wendy's that had been closed for a while. The Wendy's just reopened. Obviously, it's a franchise, and it's an express only, so there's no dining. It's just a drive-through with three windows to get you in and out. And I think we're going to come back strong from it.
I completely agree. And, you know, you probably already know this, Jack, but I moonlight. My partner does all the work, but moonlight is an enhanced wood renewal franchisee.
Yes.
And you know, I talked to David Luke that does the franchise development over there. And of course, I always try to network with other people in my position and other concepts. And I mean, people are just on fire right now. People are excited. If they've ever had an entrepreneurial bone in their body, they are excited about starting something new, and franchising is an obvious choice for all the reasons that we already know. You've got a playbook, you've got systems, you've got processes. And so for, you know, home improvement and healthcare and virtual franchises and learning and really, you know, even restaurants and fitness, I mean, there's still so many exciting concepts out there, and so many concepts have used this opportunity to pivot. But I think we're going to start seeing a lot of really exciting things come out of it.
And just like they both said, what happened was it forced you to slow down. For a little bit, it slowed you down. So you had an opportunity to really look at what you wanted to get involved, what investments you want to do. Most of the time, life is going 24/7. But what this has done is slowed us down when we were isolated. And it gave us an opportunity for our creative juices to get flowing. So I agree with both of them. It's going to come back even stronger with some people who didn't think they had that opportunity, but because they took the time to look into it, now they're branching out into different areas. So I think it's definitely going to come back even stronger.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I like that.
Paige, I think you're right on the mark too with home-related franchises seem to be almost as on fire as healthcare franchises, simply because, you know, people are not spending a lot of time planning their big trip to Europe next year.
Exactly.
Right? So while we're here, let's make the home a little bit nicer. And you know, I think that's also a trend that's going to continue even after, let's say we all get the vaccination tomorrow with Dr. Irwin and everything is just back to quote unquote normal. I think some of the habits that consumers have developed over the past year are not going to go away.
Yeah,
so I agree.
The idea of spending time at home, the idea of maybe changing how we look at healthcare, right? You guys did an amazing word of the year pivot back in March with so many of your franchisees and the whole system looking at telehealth.
Yeah.
You know, through the phone. And, you know, I think things like that, even if there's no virus tomorrow, there's still a lot of people who want to talk to your franchisees and doctors, you know, through their devices and not have to go somewhere. So,
yeah, there were a lot of walls that were broken down because of COVID that we were told by, you know,
The powers to be
that couldn't be done. Things like telehealth is a great example, and then practicing telehealth across state lines. You know, it was just somehow the insurance world would explode, and we would all be, you know, it would raining cats and dogs. I don't know.
Right.
Things were gonna happen, and
it
happened overnight, and there was no real pushback. And one of the hopes that I have is, and this is more as a human than someone who's in healthcare and franchising, is that all the things that we saw happen that worked to make to get the tests out there, to all the things in healthcare that have happened just to make life livable for us in the last 9 months. The positives will continue. We will have learned from the negatives, and let's make it better going forward. Because the world didn't end the day they let us do telecare. The world didn't end the day we could see somebody in Tennessee or New York from Birmingham or Bermuda. It didn't matter anymore.
Right, right.
And the world didn't end.
Right. And well, the insurance companies might have thought it was going to end, but I don't think the rest of us thought it was going to happen.
Exactly.
If we crossed a state line, you know. Before we go, if people would like to learn a little bit more about what you guys are up to, and maybe what some of the opportunities are out there with AFC, where can we send those listeners?
Oh, I get to be the spokesperson.
She's got
right,
the radio
guys?
Voice.
We
love her. You know what? In one of my past lives, I actually was a radio personality, Jack. So
there you go. All right.
If I are these guys, maybe I can join Social Geek.
All right, well, hit it.
So if you'd like to learn more about us, please visit our brand new franchising website. Thank you, IDS and 919. It's at afcfranchising.com. And I'm Paige Robinson, Sean Hart, and Brian Robinson. We will be happy to help you any way we can. We don't want to leave out our partner in crime, Russ Smith. He handles yep. all of the Northeast territory.
Yes.
And he's up there in New Hampshire. So we'll give him a plug today. But we would be happy to help you any way we can.
All right. And say hey to Russ for us and to all of you. Thank you so much for joining the Franchise Family Reunion. And I hope to see you all in person sometime in the near future.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that day.
Before we go, thanks to NetCertiv for supporting this podcast. NetCertiv is a digital advertising platform that helps corporate franchise marketers drive more local leads and sales to their franchisees by helping franchises do hyper-local digital advertising so that every market, every neighborhood gets a personalized message, media plan, and budget allocation to be meaningfully relevant and present to every single local shopper. NetCertiv knows that if you don't localize, you lose, and that there's a better way to market locally. Franchisees who opt into digital advertising programs supported by NetCertiv average around 20% more sales than franchisees that don't, while franchisors typically reduce their marketing team's operational costs by 25%. Learn more now at NetCertiv.com. And thanks for listening to the Franchise Family Reunion series on Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.